You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded its lowest daily number of infections since early June. That continues a run of days of new cases in the single digits. Premier Daniel Andrews says that's a cause for celebration.
Today is a very positive day. To think that we've gone from more than 700 cases to 2 cases. There's not many jurisdictions in the world doing that. And just before people make the point, oh yes, but we've been locked down and there's all this other pain. Yes, we acknowledge that. But those jurisdictions that have not been able to deliver that are about to shut down and go into a period of time where, again, there's a fair bit of international evidence that says this thing likes the cold. And the other hemisphere, I think they're in for a very difficult time.
On Sunday, the next stage in the easing of restrictions will be announced. The roadmap released last month suggested at this stage a number of measures could be relaxed, including no limit on the distance people can travel from home, allowing 5 visitors in your household, and outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people, which would allow businesses to operate under a COVID-safe plan. Business groups are urging the Victorian government to speed up the process. Council of Small Business Organisations Australia Chief Executive Peter Strong says there's an urgent need for a viable plan to help businesses survive. But the COVID-19 figures are still above the benchmark set by the government for further easing. The rolling 14-day average for Melbourne is 8.7, which is still higher than the benchmark of 5 or fewer cases per day. The number of mystery cases in Melbourne rose by 2 to a total of 17 for the period the 30th of September to the 13th of October. Mr. Andrews says the decisions about easing restrictions will be among the most difficult he'll ever make.
We as a state have been as stubborn as this virus in our resolve to defeat it. We are well placed to take significant steps on Sunday. It will not be everything that everyone wants, because it's not safe to take all of those steps that were outlined in Stage 3.
Authorities are warning people to be honest and forthcoming about disclosing the places they visited to contact tracers. A Melbourne truck driver has been referred to Victoria Police after he initially failed to disclose he had visited Shepparton on the 30th of September while infected. 3 cases in the northern regional town have since been connected back to the driver, who acquired it from his son, who is part of the cluster associated with the Chadstone Shopping Centre. That Shepparton visit breached COVID-19 rules, preventing unauthorised travel to regional areas. 800 people have been tested so far, with more testing sites to be set up to deal with long queues. New Health Minister Martin Foley says contact tracing teams are working hard to get on top of outbreaks.
I want to thank our contact tracers. They've done an extraordinary job, as we've seen, as we've brought the numbers down. That's allowed us the ability to get into better and finer detail around contact tracing and to expand it from not just the immediate contacts, but the secondary or third ring contacts. And the work that they've done, the tools that they've been provided, not just the digital tools, but some of these other links to testing turnaround times, some of the other surveillance testing in workplaces.
In New South Wales, 5 new cases have been recorded, all but 1 are overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. The other case is linked to the Lakemba GP cluster. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, is urging people to get tested in Sydney's southwest and west after sewerage testing detected traces of coronavirus in Quakers Hill.
We have had a detection in the treatment plant at Quakers Hill on the 13th of October. The plant serves Sydney's west and northwest, which includes some areas where there's recent cases, so that may be the explanation. But for the utmost caution, we are asking people in that area to come forward and get tested if they have any symptoms.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the state is welcoming the first New Zealanders to travel to the state as part of the new Trans-Tasman bubble. People who have spent the past fortnight in New Zealand are now able to travel to New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory without having to undergo quarantine upon arrival. Mr. Hazzard says the development is good news.
It's another confirmation that New South Wales is actually the gateway to the rest of the country, the rest of Australia. And we welcome our Kiwi friends coming in, but we're also doing it in a very COVID-safe way. Again, there will be different channels, different ways in of those New Zealand travellers from the other travellers. And in fact, we'll also be keeping them separate from people coming from Victoria for the time being. It's a great win for New South Wales, and I'm sure it's a great win for New Zealand.
At Sydney Airport, Jaden Guest says he drove 2,000 kilometres over 2 days from Queensland to see his partner who got stuck in New Zealand before the border closures. He says he can't wait to see his partner in person for the first time since March.
Just some roses, yeah. Bit of a surprise, so I think it's worth it. Extremely nervous and excited and extremely tired, but yeah, excited, really keen.
Meanwhile, a further relaxing of restrictions means up to 500 people will be allowed to attend outdoor seated music performances, subject to the 4 square metre rule. Outdoor venues that have a QR code for electronic customer records will be able to adopt a 2 square metre rule for outdoor dining. A one-off exemption has been granted to allow for gatherings of up to 100 people for Remembrance Day services on the 12th of November. In Queensland, Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says the state's 36-day run without any local transmission of COVID-19 means a number of restrictions are being lifted.
We can gather in groups of 40 in our own homes or out in the community. So in places where we don't have those COVID-safe plans, where we just get together in households with friends, with family. So 40 people can do that now. Then also our Year 12 can celebrate with dancing at their end of year formals, at their end of year graduation ceremonies. So they can, anyone who attends can dance, and that's a great thing.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says an agreement has been struck with the Northern Territory government to quarantine returned Australian travellers at Howard Springs. He says the federal government will be arranging flights out of the United Kingdom and then India and South Africa to bring Australians home.
And so that means that we can work to try and get back to a new kind of normal for Australia. As much as getting Australians home is our top priority when it comes to utilising these quarantine arrangements, our other priority is to get Australia back to a safe level of engaging with the rest of the world and in priority areas. And that, of course, is in areas like students and business visitors to Australia and the like, and potentially other visitors. Now, today, we have already welcomed our first Kiwis back to Australia for a holiday. That's fantastic.
Mr. Morrison says it's unfortunate that the National Cabinet meeting had to be postponed after technical problems with his plane delayed his return to Sydney from Queensland, where he had been helping with the Liberal National Party's state election campaign. The meeting will now be held next Friday. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.